You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
TFM Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side Stand Up New York Labs. We're here every Tuesday with your emails, your stories, your questions. Ah, oh, man, the questions this week are unbelievable. I want to thank you guys for getting involved in this podcast. I know that right now you're maybe sitting at the last couple weeks of your shitty internship. I'm happy that maybe you've made us a part of that and you can keep doing that in the new school year. But thank you guys. Keep spreading the word. I want to keep this growing, keep getting great guests. So keep telling a friend, a fraternity brother, a sorority sister, or maybe your younger brother, younger sister, or your mom and dad. Get mom and dad in. That'd be fun. Have my mom and dad listen. They can get in too. So keep spreading the word. Keep sending those emails. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Before I get started, I'm coming to colleges this fall. I'm very excited. I got a lot of colleges in the books already. People have been asking me, how do I get you? I want to come hang out with you at your school. I really want to do that. The problem is there's a little thing called money that needs to happen. So here's the people ask, how do I get you to come to my school? It's very easy, actually. A lot of you pay money to go to college. And part of that money goes to something called student services. Student services puts on comedy shows at your school. They have money to spend. They want you to take part in that. The problem is most people that listen to this podcast are out drinking and having fun and not at like their local hub. But if you get an act that you like, they want to get you involved because it's a nice event and they want people to use those funds. So if you guys want me to come to your school, you just got to go to student services, say that my fraternity, my sorority wants to sponsor having Jared Free come to this college. He's a great comedian. He'd love to come here. They will put you through how they do it. And then you email me, okay? My booking manager. Email harryschmuckler@gmail.com. Harry Schmuckler. That's harryschmuckler@gmail.com. And after you've gone to student services, they'll have you want you to know, you know, see some material or have some things that you can do. And that's when you email my man Harry. We got it. So if you want me to come to your school, email harryschmuckler@gmail.com. Go to your student services people. They want you to bring talent to their school. So now that that's out of the way, I'd love to come and party with you next semester. Just get that going. Let me bring on today's guest. I'm very excited to have him here. Chris Cotton, thank you for coming on.
Hey, what's up, man? What's up?
Chris, very funny comic. So awesome to have you here. You can find him on Twitter at Cotton215. That's Cotton with two T's, 215. And he's got a podcast, Center City Comedy Podcast. And what explain that one for us.
Center City Comedy Podcast is I feature on that podcast. That is my LLC, my company, and it's ran by all my friends, and they have a podcast which is very funny and great. And
it's all the Philly guys.
All the Philly guys.
Yeah.
Well, all of us. It's like 13 of us. We're like Wu-Tang, but that's five of them.
Yeah, all
it's
of you guys moved here.
Four of them and a
here.
Guy from fucking Maryland who's great. It's Trevone. We love
okay.
Trevone.
Well, I mean, people don't know that in New York, everyone kind of comes to New York to do comedy.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, they're a Philly guy or they're a Boston guy or they're, you know, Ohio guy. And you guys have a crew and you guys do a podcast every week.
Every week.
That's
it's
great.
It's a great podcast.
And you're on another podcast, which is very exciting.
And the main podcast I'm on, I do the Artie Lang Uncensored Podcast, the Artie Quitter Podcast, whatever the fuck you want to call it. But this, you got to subscribe to that on ArtieQuitter.com.
How much is that?
It's $7 a month.
Okay.
It's nothing.
And I'm a huge Artie Lang fan.
Yeah.
That is like, I remember my fraternity, I brought back a DVD, It's the Whiskey Talking.
Yes.
I brought that DVD to my fraternity and we watched that like 100 different times.
Well, if you like that, then you're going to love the podcast. We do it 4 days a week. We do Monday through Thursday. I'm
okay.
Taking off from that podcast today to come do Jared Freed's
podcast.
This is a great time.
This is called promotion.
I
love it. Okay, so let's get to the emails. You ready?
Like I told you, as long as I don't got to read shit, I am excited. The second you sit something in front of me to read, I don't know if I want to do this.
No, Chris,
anymore.
I got you, man. I'll do all the reading. You just sit back and give some good advice.
You know something? Yeah, I like it.
We have some amazing emails. Also, the hypothetical section from last week, blew up. People loved it. We have tons of weird hypotheticals for you. A lot of you people want to know if I'd fuck my parents.
What happened?
It's very weird. They're very interested to know, but we'll get to that. So we're going to do the emails, and we'll go to the hypotheticals, and then we're going to do some news at the end. Guys, please keep spreading the word. Go get in touch with your student services, and let's let them pay me to come to your school, and then we can go out afterwards. And also keep sending those emails and hypotheticals, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. Snapchat nudes from X giving me feels. Are you on Snapchat?
I am not on Snapchat. You know what? I don't do. I was on it for like a day.
Okay.
And I'm married. I'm a married dude. Yep. I'm old as fuck now. Well, I'm not that old. I'm 20, but I'm married.
Yeah.
And I was on there for 20 minutes. I was like, I feel like I should post my dick on this. And I just decided to get off.
It does give you that little...
Oh, it's...
You're like, I have so much dick power in my hands.
Dude, it just feels like I should be even receiving dicks on there, giving out dicks, well, receiving tits. I should be receiving some sort of nudity on
I'm there. On Snapchat, and we have a thing on this podcast. You know, send me your shits or tits.
Yeah.
And I have gotten so many shit pictures. It is like, and literally, like three tits. I can count the tits. There was one girl, and then another girl with one tit. You know, it was
That's
three
sad.
Individual tits. But I've gotten tons of shits to the point where, like, I've mentioned this before. Like, I'm like judgy of people's shits that they said. I'm like, this wasn't enough. I need more poop. This wasn't snap worthy.
Add some protein to your diet, yeah. You son of a bitch.
So you guys can send me shits or tits. I'm JTrain56 on Snapchat. But the thing is, and before we get in this email, it is the flirtiest app.
Yeah.
There's something about it where you know it's going to disappear. You know you're sending. You can send out a bunch of people at once the same picture. It is flirty more than any other social media, and I think that's why people like it.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I got to get off of this one.
Yes.
This one was not for me.
You can have some great. You can be blissfully naive on Snapchat.
Oh,
just sending it out. I just like this version of my dick.
I don't know why. It was just so hard for me to not take a dick pic on there. I literally was looking at it. I was like, I don't. This just feels dick
pic. This feels dick picky.
I don't know what to do.
Let's get in the email.
5 minutes in.
JTrain, I go to a larger school in Alabama, not the one where they say Roll Tide and fuck their sisters.
Oh.
I broke up with my girlfriend of a year and a half about 2 months ago. I loved her to death, but she was controlling, and my family hated her. Ooh. You gotta get out of that.
Yeah.
I was nice about the breakup, but I was tired of her shit and just wanted to live my own life. I was also getting hard. Since she goes to a school. It was getting hard.
I was ahead of myself.
All this dick pic talk. She goes to a school in Mississippi 4 hours away.
Oh, yeah, get out of that.
She was bitter about the breakup and told me to never contact her again. It was hard for a while, but I moved on and started talking to another girl. About 2 months of no contact with my ex, and she started to text me. After 3 hours, I somehow got nudes from her. After numerous 10-second intervals of fapping to her Snapchats. That's the thing about Snapchat,
yeah.
Is, like, I think girls feel a little bit safer with it because it's like, come on, if you can whack off in 10 seconds of this, you're just, I respect that talent.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, you only get enough.
They'll respect
you. You can only get to, like, you know, half a chub in that amount of time. So they'll send you something a little bit better.
It's called dedication. That's what it's called.
I decided that I missed her. Oh, she told me to come see her, and I told her I would. I'm pretty busy, so it would be a hassle to drive up there. She's a solid 8.8, 3 to 9. So we have a rating system here on the podcast. Face, body, personality.
Uh-huh.
So he's saying this 8 face, 8 body, and then it could ranges from a 3 to 9 in personality.
Oh, that's not good.
Which,
dude.
That means she's a 3.
Yeah.
Okay? Because you are your worst personality. You're not your best. You know, that's what you get judged by. People remember when you're at your shittiest.
Oh, fuck her. Get the fuck away from her, dude.
He writes, she's bipolar as fuck. I don't want to get caught up in old shit and mess up what I have with this new girl, but I'm horny and would love to get some poon from my ex.
He's technically already caught up in the old shit.
I know. My heart also thinks I might try dating my ex again. So the question, listen to my dick, go up there one time, get some tang, and then drop communication. Or my heart, try dating her again and probably be happy for a while, then realize it's never going to work. Or my brain, avoid the crazy bitch that I love and go for the new girl. Thanks, man. Love the show. Makes my shitty internship a lot better. P.S. Give my boy a Snapchat shout out. He deserves some shit. XX Chili XX Willie. So if you guys want to send that guy shit. What do you think? What does he do?
All right, first of all, he's only 2 months in with the new chick.
Yeah.
So right now, he's in this, what I call, some might call it limbo. I call it the blurry area.
Explain everything.
That means for me, the first about four to six months,
yeah,
you can just do shit.
Okay.
And because you don't know, in your mind, you could explain it away later on in your life, like, I didn't know we were going to stay together. So I call it the blurry zone. So everything is kind of shady.
Like so you're saying you could cheat.
You don't want to use those terms.
We were together?
You can say, I didn't know this was going to last. Yeah, That's the game. Because the thing is, you got to think how batshit crazy you got to be to just drop everybody. Like a month in, you don't drop everybody. 2 months in, you kind of let some people linger.
You let the good ones stick around.
And go, I would say, just use your dick. Go fuck your ex. But the thing is, you got to fuck her and then do some mean shit. Like, don't fucking contact me.
Yeah.
This is black shit right here.
What you're saying is very difficult to do.
Very black and mean. And I don't know. I could just
so
do
you're
that
saying,
shit.
You think the black way to go about it is go fuck her. And then be like, I fucking hate you. You look fat. And then get
I'm
out
literally
of there.
Fucking you to show you that you're not going to be. Like, you got to give her some good dick, too, though. You got to, like, fuck her.
Yeah, but I got.
Get a submission and then be like, look, I'm done with this.
This
like,
kid, you can tell.
Oh, he's done.
He can't do that.
He can't.
Here's what's going to happen. You go, and I know what he's thinking. The problem with Snapchat is that it's very easy.
Yes.
She can send you these pictures, and it takes very little commitment. She's just sending it out. She could be sending those to 10 different guys. What happened was, and I'll tell you what happened. You broke up with her.
Mm-hmm.
She went out there and realized the world isn't as fun without you and that she couldn't find someone else. So the easiest person to come back to is the one that was fucking you before. So she came back to you and she said, oh, I'm going to change. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. She's the person she is. She's not going to change. And you're not going to change. You're not going to like the things that you didn't like before about her. So here's what's going to happen. You go up there, you fuck, okay? You're going to come, and the minute you come, you're going to go, this was a fucking bad idea.
I mean, that's cool, though. Like, you could take that bad idea.
No, but then he's going to feel bad about it because he has this history about it. He's going to feel bad for her. He's going to say, oh, I just screwed this girl over, and he's going to end up getting back in a relationship that he doesn't want to be in. So what I say is, listen, you got to go masturbate right now. Do it right now to the sound of my voice. Let me coo for you. You gotta masturbate. I don't know why I thought of the Little Mermaid, but I like go masturbate right now, and imagine you're fucking her, because then I know this is a weird piece of advice. Imagine you're having sex with her while you masturbate. Go pull up her Facebook and do it to her.
Yeah, I can't.
Then see how you feel after that's done. I promise you, you'll be like, oh man, you'll click off that page so fucking fast.
Have you ever done that?
I
like the hesitation.
I have done that. Well, I'm saying, like, when I have a friend that only makes decisions after he masturbates. Like, any
decision. I can't argue with that.
And I think because it clouds your thinking. You know, he's thinking with his dick. He's about to drive 4 hours to have sex with a girl he doesn't even like anymore.
No, you know, maybe I'm.
And I know he's lonely. He's thinking, oh, I don't know about this new girl. Listen, the only way to find better is to feel like shit. The sky is, what is it? The storm is darkest before. The clouds are darkest before the
it's always darkest before the dawn.
Before the dawn or something like that.
I was going with it's always darkest before the cop show up. I don't know these sayings. We were raised in two different villages.
Shit is the hardest before it gets good. Okay? Because you're going to be like, why am I alone? Why am I fucking doing this? Why am I waiting on this girl that might get with me when I have a girl that's going to get with me right away? And that girl that will get with you right away isn't going to make you happier.
See, I don't
know. You're going to be the same level of happy you were when you were with her, which wasn't happy enough because then you ended it.
The sad part is I fully agree with you, but everything inside of me is like, go get that pussy.
That's the thing. That's what guys have to deal with. It's like, listen, you know, it's kind of like, you know, if you're on a diet. And you go into Costco, and they're giving out those free samples, and you're like, oh, I love chicken fingers, and it's free. And then the rest of the day.
Look at me, Jerry.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to help.
See, everything you're saying here, I'm just not good
eating the chicken fingers.
I'm eating the chicken fingers.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I'm going to go run. I'm going to go do something afterwards. But then that's going to give me more excuse to eat more chicken fingers.
I just know that this kid won't be able to handle it.
He can. Mentally, the thing is, she's controlling, and he's kind of weak. So I would say for him, get the fuck away.
Also,
for me,
if your family hated her, when your family hates a girl you're with, it makes everything fucking difficult.
Yeah.
You have to avoid family members. You have to avoid friends. You're never going to be as happy as you want to be. And she's never going to give that good a blowjob to make you feel as good as you do when you're hugging your mom.
She's an eight. She doesn't suck dick like you need it to anyway. Like anybody who's like an eight body, eight face, they're not sucking mean dicks. You know what I mean? Yeah, they're sucking an okay dick.
They're kind of like, they're sucking dick like kind of like a thin person.
Yeah, they're sucking a dick hamburger. To get it hard and then fuck it. They're not sucking a dick to make you happy.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. They, like, you ever see a skinny person eat a hamburger and they like, pick at it? That's how they suck a dick.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Why is there bread everywhere? There's a bite.
Annihilate this shit.
Yeah, fuck it. You
Take
know something?
It down.
I'm going with you, Jared. Get the fuck out of here. Use your head. Don't touch that bitch.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Chris Cotton. Cotton215 on Twitter. He's got two podcasts. Artie Lang. Artie Quitter Podcast. Also the Center City Comedy Podcast. This one's called Quick Question.
Quick Question.
I'm a pretty good looking guy. I'd say probably 887 if I'm being modest. I'm in high school and I'm looking forward to rushing and then hopefully pledging and being accepted to a fraternity. Mm-hmm. I want to make the most of my college experience and bang as many salutes as I can, get my hands on, provided they don't have any STDs that will make my dick mysteriously fall off the next day.
That happens.
The one problem is I don't exactly have a monster schlong. I think the reason I read every email, and I know people were like, I read every email before, and sometimes I read them because I think they could relate to everybody.
Yes.
You know, and the high school ones, I keep sending them in. I love those emails, but I just want ones that could, you know, because there's college kids that might not be sure about their penis size as well. And yeah. I just love the fact that he started out never mentioning dick or that this would be about it, the size of his dick.
He gives me a quick question.
Let me get a quick one across.
Quick question.
I mean, this is one of those questions you do with your buddies. Like, yeah, let me ask you a quick one. How big is your dick? So he says, I'm sitting at an exhilaratingly average 5.5 inches.
5.5.
That's a really sad moment in a man's life when you measure your own penis and you're like, 5.5? Have you ever measured your penis?
I've measured my penis. First off, you always start off with comparing it to long stuff. That's what you want to do. You want to compare it to stuff. First,
you go to the remote.
I go to the remote. Yeah, you go to remote. Go to remote. Yeah. You always do the thing.
But I'm up to the guide button.
Oh, that's not bad. Not bad at all.
I've said on this podcast before, I'm a strong medium. Okay? I'm not killing it. What are you working with?
If we're on the Comcast remote, I'm up there with the
You're at the power
arrows.
Button?
I'm right underneath the power button around the arrows.
Really?
I'm not bad.
So you're killing it.
I'm not doing bad. I'm not doing great. Because I'm looking
You're
around.
You're comparing yourself to, like, black guys.
I'm looking at other black dicks. Yeah, they're ridiculous out there. The black dick game is aggressive.
So the black dick thing is a true fucking thing.
So true.
So we're on vacation, family vacation. I'll never forget this my whole life. We're in Jamaica.
Oh.
We're with, like, I mean, that's like.
That's the
capital of dick.
had a capital,
yeah,
it's
that's the
Jamaica.
Capital of big dick, Jamaica. So we're in a bus with, like, eight other families, okay? These are all family friends.
Yeah.
I'm like 15 at the time, okay? So I'm just at that age where I'm remembering every penis I see.
Yeah.
Okay? So we're on this bus. It's like families, like parents and their kids, and it's like all these families, okay? Mm-hmm. We're pulling up in Jamaica. All of a sudden, my brother goes, look! Look at that! And we look out the window, and there's this black dude sitting on the corner of stoop. His pants are ripped open, and he's whacking off with two hands.
Deuce piece?
What?
The deuce piece. He got a deuce piece?
Yes, he's got a deuce piece. See, I don't even know the name.
I just said that because
I'm trying to go with a noodle piece. I'm so uncomfortable
with him using both hands.
A deuce piece to me and white guys is two fingers, okay?
How long is he going up and down?
No, he's going like this. If you're watching on Daily, you can watch us on Daily Motion, Labs Live, Search Labs Live. We're here every Monday taping. Literally two hands as if it
and
was.
He's clearing space.
It looked like a carnival balloon.
Jesus.
Do you know what I mean? That the guy that the
Those
like,
dicks exist, dude. They're
no, they existed. I never thought. And my brother goes, look, look, look. We all look, like all the parents, all the kids, like there's girls in the car. And it was horrifying. It ruined the rest of the day. That's how big the dick was. It was a day ruiner.
That would ruin most black dudes. That's a day ruining dick.
It went like if
a
it
triple
was,
D, if
it
you
was
will.
Literally like this. Like, I don't know how to explain what I'm doing right now to the listeners. It was two hands, and imagine that a carnival clown made a snake.
You're cleaning the stripper pole.
Literally cleaning a stripper pole. Imagine two hands cleaning a stripper pole.
That is too much dick.
And it was like eye opening. Oof. Like I'm sitting there with a 15-year-old strong medium thinking, okay, I'm good. I never thought of my dick the same way again. I went from weak large to strong medium the rest of my life. So
yeah, that's what fucked me up. I'm grown up watching black porn. Yeah. I got a small dick.
See, that's why.
And then I started fucking, and I kept hearing I have a big. And I'm like, I don't think I have a big dick because I'm.
You're bigger than you
dick.
Think. You can't compare it to the largest dick you've seen. I just measure my dick from the anus. I started the anus.
I started in the other room. And I measure out.
So he's at 5.5 inches. My question, I guess, is when coupled with a pretty good looking and fit guy with a good personality, will that be enough to haul in the ladies like shrimp in a trawl net? Thanks in advance, and just wanted to say I'm a huge fan of the work you've done with the podcast. Keep up that shit. Thank you. What do you think he should do with his 5.5 inch cock?
You know, to be honest with you, 5.5 is I've heard of worst.
Oh, there's worse.
It's definitely worse. Another thing is like, this is when you got to work on technique and you got to eat puss like a champ.
Yeah.
That's what it is. You got to work on, but technique is the key here.
Yes.
Like, because even like black guys, if you're not fully hard, that's when it all comes down to technique. I'm 10 years deep with my lady and it's all technique.
Well, that's
it
the thing about being in a relationship, in a serious relationship, that's when you can really like, learn perfect, your craft.
Perfect, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
you have a large canvas on which to paint and have shitty days and good days.
Well, I started off. See, I
when
did you lose
your virginity?
16 or 15. It was
so you were young.
I was young.
Yeah,
but I started off hot out the gates. Like I for some reason I was pretty good with fucking.
Oh really?
Yeah, and I had it. Like I said, I was okay in the dick department. So like. I don't know. I always kind of did well with the puss, and that's what kind of got me over. I played football and all that, but I would get way better looking chicks. Like, I went from ugly chicks to, like, okay really fast.
You had, and this is the advice I'm going to give to him. I agree with you.
But
I had
dick confidence.
Yeah, dick confidence. That's the thing. And there is such a thing. You see guys that you're like, how do you pull that chick? And you're like, he's either rich or he's got dick confidence.
Because
here's the thing. Get good at eating out. Get good at it. Find a girl that you become friends with and have her let you know what she likes. And
eat
usually girls, eat the butt.
Don't even hesitate to eat the butt.
Get dirty. Please. You know, be that fat guy with the hamburger that I was talking about before. Like you just like don't pick at the hamburger. Get dirty. Get into that when you're going down a chick. Don't do that. Know that lane. But also, if you want to attract girls to you, you gotta own the 5.5 inch dick.
And play the angles, man. Like with 5.5, you gotta remember you can't think you're gonna get the back of the pussy. That's we. I don't know if you know that. That's what we call it. Because it's that place.
That Rosa Parks dick.
Oh yeah, it's that. You go to the back of the pussy.
Yeah, you're front of the
bus.
Then
there's another section that a few people know about.
Yeah, you don't even worry about that.
You're never gonna get that area. Just work on those sides. You gotta get those sides. You gotta be knocking those sides around.
You gotta play those sides.
You gotta get in there and ping pong that pussy.
The thing is, here's the thing. Just know that there's smaller dicks out there than a 5.5 inch dick.
Definitely.
And just own that it's a finely sized dick. I'd say I'll approve the size of your penis, buddy. Just don't get it in your head. That's the one thing. Because once you go down that road and you're fucking got shit in your head that you're not confident about, girls smell that shit.
They don't want that little dick, unconfident motherfucker.
Get good at eating girls out and be like, no, this little dick is going to be the best experience. Not just dick experience, full hookup, you're going to own it. So you got to own, get good at that going down on girls, get good at that side pocket action, and just know that you're going to please her in your own way and never apologize for it. Never take off your pants and be like, listen, I'm sorry. No girl is getting wet off of that
shit. The thing is, this is what you got to do, and I always say this. This will get your confidence up in your own dick. You eat the puss, whatever. Mm. You know something? Sometimes just come in, make them suck the dick first. Let them see what you got.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't even bullshit. Like, this is what's coming at you.
This is it.
Then you go in there and you go eat the ass. You got to open up and close your ass eating.
Let me just let you know. There's a guy out there who plays the flute and gets fucked because he plays the flute.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So he's fucking good at playing the flute, and he knows he's good at playing the flute. If you went up to a chick and been like, yeah, I think I want to play the flute, they'd be like, get this fucking loser out of my face. But if you went and played the flute and owned that shit, then you're getting fucked. tfmpodcast@gmail.com, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Chris Cotton, at Cotton215. This is called Moving Into a Suite. Sup, Juju Train, emailing you from the shitter at my internship. Huge fan of the show. I'm a rising sophomore moving in a few weeks. Me and my five best friends are moving from the dorms to a suite. We have all the essentials, giant TV, Xbox speakers that will cause plenty of noise violations, and first time I black out, there will probably be a Pong table in the common room when I wake up. Mm-hmm. Is there anything you would recommend we get to have the best pregame and postgame place on campus? Is there anything you and the guests wish you had thought of when you were out of the dorms the first time, or just any tips and stories to give us setting up the place and enjoy having a room with the bros? Keep up the good work. What do you think? What should you get? Where did you go to college? You went to college.
I went to college at Cheney University. It's a shitty black college.
Were in a fraternity then?
I was not a fraternity. I left the year before. I was going to pledge the next year. I was going to be an accused. I was going to be pledged for Omega Psi Phi.
So gotcha. So what do you think is the best thing he can buy for his apartment?
I'm going to be
make
honest,
it a great hangout spot.
For a good hangout spot for dudes, I feel like you need as much floor space as possible.
Totally agree.
You can't have too much shit cluttering up the middle, but your walls have to be fucking doing stuff.
Yes.
You get, like, when I go to your wall,
utilize
it should be some
space.
Shit. Yeah, it should be a dartboard.
Yes.
It should be some shit. Only thing you can put in the middle of the floor is a pool table, but you got to have enough space to be able to push that shit around,
yes.
too.
That's a great answer. Because, no, you're right. You need leg kicking space.
Yes.
You need to be able to dance. You need to be able to do a split. You need,
you need
weird shit to be able to go down.
You need
down.
Competitions to be able to
have. Yeah, you need, like, weird competitions. But I agree with you. Use the walls. So you got to have maybe, you know, you got to have the dartboard, I think, is a great idea. When I was in college, we had a room. My fraternity had a room in the house. We had one guy in the house who owned a bar. So we actually bought an old bar, and he would set it up in his room, and he called it Tuggies. Okay?
Tuggies.
And it was a bar. I think I've mentioned on this, but we've done so many episodes.
It's great, Tuggies.
So Tuggies was the bar in his room. So, and he filled up, he like went to Walmart, and he bought like all like the fake crystal liquor holders and shit.
Yeah.
He made it look good, and he put up like, you know, like signs that would be in a like an Irish pub, and it was. And we would
come on down to Dougie.
Yeah, come on. But that's what happened. So what we would do is you'd be like out at night, the bars would be closing, and you'd be like, "Let's go to Tuggies." And you could tell a group of girls, like if you were, you know, talking to a group of girls, it would be like, "Hey, you guys, we got a bar. We got a post game bar." And I don't do I wouldn't make it the pregame spot.
Yeah.
I think you stay away from chicks. You make it a postgame, then people know. And also, there's safety in that. You know, if you invite one girl to your apartment that has a beer, they know what the fuck is going on. There's no allusion to that. So if you have, you can go and you can build a bar. Just make a structure. Write Tuggies on it. Make it look as little. You don't want it to look like rapey and shit. You want it to look nice. Like, this is what this kid did. He went to Walmart and there's like costs. There's things that are, you know, very cheap and affordable that can make it look nice. Like candles and shit.
What are anti-rapey colors? What colors are rapey so he can stay away from them?
Red and black, stay away.
Stay away from red. Like, red and black are very rapey colors.
Yeah, make it like, I think like green felt.
You know what's a good
I'm
color?
Thinking.
I think like almost a gray, anything gray. High,
yes.
The brighter version of gray is, aren't that rapey.
Yes.
I don't feel rapey.
Like
you
want soft colors.
You want
not
soft,
too bright.
Natural colors are always good.
Earth tones.
Earth tones don't feel rapey.
I think, but also what we would do is, so then what we would do is when I was in my house, we would, there were some days that we would have a pledge be a bartender.
Yes.
And we'd dress him up. We would tell him to put on a suit.
Oh, you would have him in a whole nine?
We'd have him in not a suit. We'd put him in a white shirt and a tie, and we'd have him put on a, like a, what's
the thing,
it called?
Yeah, a little
cummerbund.
The thing that you put stuff in, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was
an apron.
Yeah,
so we had like a tie on with the apron, so we looked like an old school bar cape.
And hey,
we'd give him a new name, and we'd have him 10 bar for the night. So these guys, they should have a bar, have two fridges,
mm-hmm.
have a bar. Have the
fridges.
Two
are huge.
Fridges. You want
fridges
one for food and one for booze.
Yes.
And they have to be mini. And you put them under the bar. And you set up this bar to look as nice as you can make it, because girls walk, and you have a dance floor set up, so you have to have enough room that people can dance. So if you have a table in the middle, have a place that table can go to.
Good,
because
playlists
you want
on that. Multiple playlists,
exactly.
Not just fit for one thing. You can't have one playlist.
And don't, yeah, and
slow,
don't,
fast, mid. Totally. You gotta have the whole.
Don't
shit.
Let your straightest friend make the playlist. Have your gayest friend make the playlist, because you want hits.
Yes.
You want a hit train, okay? I actually have a column out there on TFM. You can go Google J-Train playlist TFM. It's a two-part that I made the best playlist you could ever have. It was from a couple, maybe a year or two ago, so some of the hits might be old. But you can switch in.
Anymore.
I mean, but it tells you the basic ebb and flow of how a playlist should go. Mm-hmm. So TFMpodcast@gmail.com, TFMpodcast@gmail.com, here with Chris Cotton. Artie Lang Podcast, Center City Comedy Podcast, Cotton215 on Twitter, Cock Blocking X.
Ugh.
Have you ever had that happen?
Nah. I've been, the thing is, I'm pretty good with ignoring chicks for cock blocking. I can talk around it.
You can talk around
it? I've just been talking around it. Yeah. It's happened, but I've talked around it. I get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, just stop. Cut the shit. Well, I think that's important. The honesty. That's big dick confidence. But the honesty you're giving, you're like, just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, just
stop it.
Yeah, no one's cared.
And I think that's what people are afraid of. I think this kid, he writes in, going into my senior year at high school, I have a big problem regarding my ex. For easy purposes, we'll say her name is Bitch One.
Oh, okay.
How does he really feel? Bitch One and I dated for 2 years. In the past, until she broke up with me for someone else. Mm-hmm. Although she is one that ends things with me, I'm still continuously cock-blocked by her whenever I try to get with her friends, since our two groups of friends tend to hang out a lot. See, I chose this email because if you're a guy who's in a fraternity who hooked up with a girl in another sorority, mm-hmm. and you're trying to go for other girls in her sorority, this happens to you. Anything, especially in his high school world, there's like 10 girls in his high school that are like, you know, that he would go for. And those 10 girls know it.
See, I can't really answer this question because I had a strategy, because when I was in high school, what I would do is I would look at each group, like of chicks or whatever, and I would always fuck multiple ones in different groups. I would have to sometimes lower my standards, but it is what it is. You would take the best one out of each.
He's got to go
to the group.
So you're saying go to a different group?
Yeah, fuck it, dude. Just move on. Go to a
slumming.
Fuck other groups, so that way if you want to come back to the group, you don't feel any pressure to not get it,
because you're already getting something from the other group.
Yeah.
Whenever I try to hook up with one of her friends, I'll say they can't because of Bitch One, or Bitch One herself will come over and tell them to get away from me. Even when I was at a concert recently, I tried finding somebody that Bitch One wasn't even friends with, but she still managed to find me and pull the girl away from me. Oh, this girl sucks. I have Bitch One blocked on everything, but when I see her, try to hash things out, she'll avoid the topic entirely. Please give me some advice regarding what I should do so that I don't go through the rest of high school with 50 Shades of Blue Balls. Thanks. Ooh, what does he do? I know what he does.
Go ahead.
You have an idea?
No, go ahead. I want to hear yours. I have an idea, but I don't think he'd build
Well,
like this.
I think what he needs to do, it's tough to say to someone you have a past with's face,
mm-hmm.
that, listen, I have nothing against you except what you're doing to me.
Mm-hmm.
And because he calls her Bitch One, but I'm sure he doesn't hate her. They have a history. He's just mad that she's getting in the way of him moving on. And she dumped him.
Yeah.
So I think what you do is, we live in the age of text message. Thank you, God. Okay? Because what he can do, this is a tough topic to bring up to someone's face. You got to send a direct, honest, and nice text, which is very hard to do. And I'll write it for you right now. Hey, I just want to say I enjoyed our time together. I have moved on, and I'm happy you've moved on. I need you to stop getting in the way of me pursuing other girls. I'd like to move on in the same way you have after you dumped me. See, what you did there is you own the dumping.
Mm-hmm.
You've given her the power and been like, just ease off. And then end it with, I wish you only the best, but this needs to stop. I'd really like to move on. And then you send that text, mm-hmm. you leave it. Next time you see her, this is the hard part. You look her in the eye and you go, did you get my text?
I think I was expecting something big. Like, what?
No. Did you get my text?
That's it?
And she can't avoid that.
Yeah.
You know, you've written it, she's read it, and then you've made it real by saying it in person. Because texting, the problem with texting is it is an unreal world.
Yes.
We can ignore everything that happens over text because it's on there. We don't even have to admit to it. But we all know what the fuck is going on.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is to make it real after you send that text. Did you get my text? And then I think that will be the call off. Even if she doesn't from there, it's like, I don't know what else you can fucking do.
I don't even have to be honest with you on the answer. I would probably go with that.
Yeah.
Because
he sounds like he's on his last.
It seems like she's just a bitch, dude. She sounds like she's a little chubby. She's a little down in the dumps right now.
Well, she's got a new guy. She moved on to someone else. Good for her.
Problem is, if they were fucking, he's terrible. The new guy, he's not doing a good job. She really wants old dick back, but she doesn't know what
she wants
to do.
All the dick. None of the dick is the same.
Yeah, she just wants everybody to be on that. She sounds like a shitty person.
Well, you know what? I think she's
Is this the guy from the first email?
No. I think she's just immature, and I'm willing to give anyone the benefit of the doubt. And I would say to this guy, just be nice. Always be nice. It's so much easier to be nice than mean. It is so much easier to be a good person than a bad person. And the bad person would be the one that goes around and talks behind her back and tells everyone she's a bitch. The good person is, hey, listen, it's over.
I mean, this is another option.
I'm happy for you.
Maybe you can get a couple silent fucks in there. Ones where you got to get real quiet, dude. The thing is, that's why I said I also can't help you, because I always a very quiet mover. I'm kind of a loner in that sense. I'm kind of like a renegade with the pussy. You know what I mean? Like, I only call him my friend when I really need him. The Indian guy. I don't know his name in the TV show, but he only came every now and then. That was me. I didn't bring in friends. I would do a lot of quiet.
You were a silent assassin.
Oh, dude. Chris, where you going at school? Oh, I'm leaving early. All my friends, I was an early. My dad was a teacher growing up, so I was an early leaver, and then I would just disappear. And
where'd you go last night? Nowhere.
No, nothing.
And then you were out hooking up.
Nothing. Yeah, I was just fucking.
That's like the bet. There's like always Batman. That guy. There's always that guy that just never talked about it and went out and found chicks and was.
Oh, and man, I would get spotted.
I am that guy. I can't shut my fucking mouth.
Yeah, I was so quiet, and I would tell him. I said, "Look, we can keep this going as long as you're quiet about it."
When I hooked up with someone who was like, "Alert the papers." Tell everybody I'm in love and I don't care who knows it.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Yeah, I would come out with a bell.
Mr. Freed got laid. Hear ye.
And when I came, I would just go, "We did it."
All lives matter. What did that have to do with anything?
Hey, Jer Bear, I'm an alpha fee, and this is funny for me. I'm a junior in college who's cradle robbing an incoming freshman.
Move.
Oh, they're my age, though, not that weird. I matched with on Tinder back at home. Summer's coming to a close. We're starting to go back to school. It's super cold, solid, super cool, solid 697, which is also the area code for Mexico. Oh, that brought it down a bit. we have more in common than I have with my recent slams, and we both go to school near each other. Don't want to take this kid's freshman year because I respect bro time and the recklessness that goes along with it, but if I had to make a list of requirements, he's the perfect fit. I've been in this situation before, stuck through it, and led to me be called this guy's side chick, name in bed, and by his two friends 2 years later, and years of emotional scarring. Do I risk it again or nah?
Nah.
Yeah, she shouldn't.
Nah.
Here's the problem. If you were at the same school, I would say, and you had an incoming freshman boyfriend, I'd be like, that's great, because he's going to be looking for comfort, and you could be that giant vagina that he puts his head into to sleep at night.
He's rubbing his hair.
But since it's he's going to a new school, he's going to be looking. You're kind of, I know this is like a guy you like or whatever, and you guys have had a good summer, but he's going to a new school, and it's going to be uncomfortable for him, and he's not going to get a chance to meet or get to know anyone in his new school while he has you to travel to every weekend. And if he does meet people at his new school, he's going to be lying to you and trying to pass the buck. I think for this girl, she's saying she's scarred from being called a side chick. You're putting yourself in a side chick situation.
You have side chick tendencies.
Yes. And the reason she does that is because she doesn't want to get hurt. And I understand that. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's a very human thing. She doesn't want to put herself out there enough. This is why the girls that would get boyfriends at other schools or from high school, it always, to me, signify that they just didn't want to put themselves out there to get hurt in person. You know, they wanted to blame someone that was far away or have someone to lean on that was far away that could never really disappoint them. They could only go to them during the best of times. So I think for her, if you want to get hurt, you got to play in traffic. And it sucks to go through that when you're at your own school and put yourself out there. But you got to go try and put yourself out there with guys that are in your, general vicinity.
Your jurisdiction.
Yeah. You can't go in another town and make that happen. What do you think?
All right, the thing is, and I'm going to tell this to her personally, figure out what your underlying problem is of why you can't venture out to the unknown in that sense. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you did the Tinder was unknown, and then you made it known, and you got comfortable in a shitty situation.
Yeah.
All right. So figure out why you can't allow yourself to be in a good situation. And once you figure that out, then get in a relationship.
Yeah.
Until that, until you figure out why you can't allow yourself to be happy, and then deal with that factor. Don't get into a relationship.
You're right. It's self-sabotage.
Very self. She's setting herself up for self.
She, and that's a like a per. That's the thing. People get in relationships before they know who they are, and I think that's a bad thing because you can't learn who you are through someone else. You got to be alone. Yeah. Loneliness is lonely. You know, that's why it's called loneliness. But it's lonely. But it's also the time that you get to reflect. You get to think about the person you are, and you guys also going on dates and meeting new guys is how you set up taste.
Yeah.
And that's how you judge the next guy. And you got to take stock. And this is girls or guys. Take stock of the things you do and don't like. And people have to meet those
dislikes and likes.
They have to meet those. And if they don't meet those, they're out. A lot of the things I see lately, and I write for a lot of these like dating sites, is like people will say, he won't do this or she won't do that. And then why are you fucking dating this person?
Yeah.
If they don't do things that you want, you're not going to make them a different person. Yes. Go find the new person that will do those things. Yes.
Find
there's
a
someone
basic,
out there, and it's scary.
A basic outline you can live with.
Yes.
And then from there, you hopefully get better together.
Yes.
Or you got to find somebody you can accept. This is what I said. Before I got married, this is what I said. I said I had to find a person who the thing that they do the most that I hate, I can live with that. If you can live with their worst shit.
Yeah.
You can the better shit is easy, but the worst shit.
The one
they
thing
do,
you hate the most about them.
Oh,
it's a good lesson.
You know what's funny? I think the worst thing that my wife does, and it's just my own craziness.
Sure,
I don't like, first of all, eating too close to people. I just don't. I can hear people chew.
Yeah.
For some reason, my wife chews louder than anybody I've ever heard. She's not even a loud eater. Anybody else would be like, no, I don't hear anything.
I just hear it. It's
in
like
my
a dog whistle.
Oh, it is so. And me and her have a thing where I remember one day we were eating. I was like, I just can't do this anymore. She's like, well, I need to eat. Like Elisa, I need enough space that you're just not close to me.
It's a funny sketch if you were just next to her. You're like, I can't take this anymore. They're chewing, and then you just jump out the window.
Oh, dude, that's how I felt. I was fucking going crazy. But that's the thing. To me, that's like kind of the worst shit.
Yeah,
does.
I mean, this is an
email. Other things. But
here's another email from a girl. It's called, Am I Undateable? Hey, Jang
yes.
Bang. Yeah, Jay Bang. No. Yeah, you're not. Hey, Jay Bang, because I probably would. Oh. First of all, love the podcast. My room and I listen to it all the time. She thinks your voice is sexy. I'm a recent graduate
Sorry
from a Big Ten
that.
School while trying to become an adult. I thought to myself, at a school of 40,000 people, half of them being guys, how did I not find someone to put a ring on it and take on my expensive living style? Well, there's the reason.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. I had boyfriends throughout college, but they never worked out. So I'm left with this. Am I undateable, or do I just love assholes like every other basic sorority bitch? To give you some background info, my first boyfriend was this amazing frat star with great abs and a magical penis. Magical penis. That's hilarious.
That sounds good.
Magic penis. That's the name of my new book.
It's not the 5.5, man.
Yeah. No joke. I'm talking 999 on the scale. I was in love with him, obviously, and we were together about a year, but he would never actually date me. Oh, so he was just fucking you.
Yeah,
you I brought it up kind of a lot, and he wasn't hooking up with anyone else, but he said he didn't want a girlfriend. When I got frustrated with him not taking me seriously as I wanted him to, I ended it. After drinking a fifth of Jameson to myself at 9 a.m. on St. Patrick's Day.
She's a winner. She's
the next guy
winner.
I was with is a wannabe frat bro with a dad bod that I now compare every male body to, who idolizes Patrick Bateman from American Psycho. I know it's not how it sounds, but I think that's what made the sex so good. Anyways, we hung out constantly, met each other's parents on holidays, and he told me he loved me. Then one night we were out together and he decided he didn't want to get serious. Of course, a month later he got back with his ex, who crimps her hair for God's sakes. Oh, the horror.
Mm-hmm.
They've been dating for a year now. So am I just not girlfriend material, or am I just really into total fuckboys? What am I not getting? What exactly makes a girl undateable? Please help a funny, above-average looking sorority girl with a lot to offer figure out how to get down a beer-bellied frat guy who's preferably over 6 feet tall.
Jesus Christ.
This girl's got...
She has a lot of requirements.
Yes, I totally agree. Well, I think that's a part of her problem. I think the age that she's at, And I will say this about her. It's this age where you're... Here's the thing. In college, 21 is like the dumbest age.
Yeah.
Because you have all the abilities of an adult, but none of the life happenings mm-hmm. to tell you you fucking suck.
Yeah.
So you're loud, stupid a lot. And I'll say to her, like right now, she's being loud, stupid. She's 22. Mm-hmm. 22 is like the best fucking age. Yeah. Like you're out of college.
If you accept it.
You accept it. If yeah. you're not old. Stop saying you're old because there's a 30-year-old out there, 30-year-old woman out there who's single who just heard you that just died.
Don't get mad at 22.
Don't get mad at 22. This is the thing. You got to own it. That's and here, guys want to be with girls that know what they want and are happy with what they have. And that's a that's called confidence right yeah. there. Because you're saying, I want this type of guy, and I love the life I have, and I want that guy to fit into the shit I'm putting together in my life. And that's tough to do. That's tough. It's easier said than done. You know? And that is hot to guys. Like, if you see yeah. a girl that's like, oh, I don't want to fucking deal with that shit.
Yeah.
I want to go out and party. I'm 22. This is going to be the best time of my life. That means going out and dating, putting yourself out there, and knowing what you want, and going and getting it together with a group of girls that like want the same things.
It sounds like to me she's trying to make herself super dateable and super pliable, but yeah. but has a list of things she's hiding, and then as soon as she thinks she's comfortable, she doesn't ease into the list. She like whips out the whole list like, okay, now change to this. And it's like, yeah. stop that. Stop trying to be cool and with it or whatever the fuck y'all are saying these days and just be you and get what you get.
And I think the other thing about it is that she, the email, and it's like kind of the tone that you hear from a lot of girls these days that like, it's like the joke is that I'm so undateable. Like, you know, every girl joke goes like this. It goes, Netflix, that's my boyfriend.
The layout of that.
Netflix, I have no boyfriend. Like, and that's not even funny. Like, yeah. And we get it. We've heard it a million times. I want the girl who's fucking like, yeah, I'm going out tonight. I'm going to go get drunk. Maybe I'll hook up. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll eat pizza. But it's going to be a great fucking night, and I'm going to dance my ass off.
Yeah.
That's what guys want. And I think also, if we want to get into the math of it, mm-hmm. go older. I'm sorry to sell out the younger guys here, but every guy who's 22 right now and you're living, you saw it with your boyfriend, he didn't want a girlfriend, but he had one. Mm-hmm. No younger guy wants a girlfriend. They have more energies than older guys. Older guys kind of want I think we age, like a 23-year-old girl is the same age as a 30-year-old guy.
Yes.
As far as energy and what they want is concerned. So,
like, women are weird. Like, women go from when they're younger, they want to settle down. Then when they get 30, they just get loose.
They do get
loose. They
want to
get fucking loose again. It's crazy. That's just weird.
So, I think what she needs to do, go older because you'll meet a guy. Here's what will happen. You need to trick a dude into being with you. It's kind of. I mean that like
get
with honesty.
A lot of chloroform.
But I'm saying when you're a girl who's 23 and is looking for a boyfriend, you are not scary to an older guy because we think, oh, she's got time before she needs to get serious.
Yeah.
So you could play that, hey, I'm the fun 23-year-old girl for a guy, and then every time you're with him, just keep hanging, and then all of a sudden you're a girlfriend because he doesn't have the energy to go out and meet new 23-year-old girls.
But be honest amount of fun. Don't be overly fun.
And then
because you're trying to get
them.
Yeah, if you can't hold that fun up to at least the age of 28,
but here's the thing,
don't do it.
She will be fun because she's 23.
You know, hopefully.
She'll do shit. She'll be like, oh, I'm going to go to this concert or I'm going to do this shit. Just don't go with an older guy because that guy is going to be in the same wavelength as you. And also, just be yourself and know
and
what
keep
you
your
want.
Friends. Jesus, you sound like a chick that gets rid of her friends whenever she gets with somebody. Keep your friends. Stop, because women do that shit. They fucking get with somebody, then they're like, "Well, I hang out with my friends." Hang out with your friends.
Have your own shit going on,
dudes. Like, we love it when you got your own shit going on. We love it. We hate it when you cling on to my shit.
Yes,
I had my shit. You got your shit, and then we come together. We got our shit.
I don't
make your shit my shit.
I totally agree with that. I was with a girl once, long time ago, and I was with this girl, and he'd be like, "What are you doing tonight?" And she's like, "Nothing. What are we gonna do?" And I'd be like, "Huh? You don't have like a friend?
You got a cousin?
Yes. So like, you have nobody." Like, my friends are in the best relationships. That's how it goes. They got a girl, who's got her own shit. Then they have their shit together. He's got his own shit. There's no like call out of jealousy, all that shit. And it just meets in the middle.
I went home. My wife had a hookah night. I was not invited. And I was cool with that.
Yeah, you were cool.
I loved it. I told she was like, I was like, what time should I come home? She's like, well, you can come home around 11-ish. I was like, all right, cool. I walked in the house 11. They were still going strong. I was like, I'll just be in the living room. And I just kept sneaking food and going in the living room.
That's great.
Dude, I love it. I love it. Leave me the fuck alone.
Shows, got to do your own shit.
When she was done, she was nice and drunk and liquored up, got some puss.
There
I was
you go.
Happy. It was a good day.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Here with Chris Cotton. Cotton215 on Twitter. You guys can follow me on Twitter, JTrain56, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that shit, JTrain56. You can also go to my website, JTrainComedy.com. I got videos and all that shit up there.
You don't have a train noise in here that you didn't?
No, I should be able to blow a whistle.
Woo,
yeah, a little bit of that. A little train noise. Let's go to this one. We got time for one more, and then we'll do some hypotheticals. Okay, here are the choices. Freshman girls. College grad moving to a college town. Mm-hmm. This technically isn't legal on her part. Rebuilding the powerhouse. Gay fraternity member.
I think we need to do gay fraternity member.
Okay, so here we go.
Just interesting.
Hey, Jay Waffles. I'm just eating some waffles right now, and that's the only creative name I could come up with.
He's very gay.
Anyways, I'm going to give you some backstory. This guy in our fraternity was always the one to bring girls to parties and would act weird when he drank. He would do some gay shit, and everyone would laugh because it was his personality. He now just started to do some really gay shit, and it turns out that this gay shit was actually him. He's gay.
Mm-hmm.
He started coming out officially to brothers. In the fraternity, this gay shit he used to do is now becoming a little weird to other people. And now that we know he's gay, it's actually pretty fucking weird.
Mm-hmm.
With the school year coming up and him starting to break it to the other people that he's gay, how will this affect our rush? Also, do we deal with this in the fraternity because it's going to be pretty fucking awkward when he does anything with formal events, etc.? Love the podcast. I also like to use the word fag a lot. P.S. Don't use anything in my email to identify me. I don't think it will. What do you think?
First of all, yeah. Okay, two things. If he's cool as fuck and he's already been in a fraternity, he knows how y'all are. I don't think you using the word fag. You have a conversation with him. That's a conversation. That's an easy conversation. Most dudes, if he wants you to not use it, it's like an N-word conversation.
Yes.
Same thing. Have the conversation. Second of all, except the fact that if he's doing weird shit, like I don't like any, I'm not against gay, straight, whatever. I just don't like annoying people. If he's doing annoying shit, he's doing annoying shit. You talk to him about that.
I think I totally agree. Keep going.
And third thing, and lastly, if he's going to be gay and he's in a fraternity, you be as gay as they are straight. You have a fucking dude in there. You better be fucking dudes.
Yes.
In my mind, I'm like, if you're going to be in it, you in it to win it. You bring dude puss in here as much as we bring lady puss in
here. I totally agree. I totally fucking agree. Here's the thing. We had a gay guy in my fraternity. I was younger. He was already graduated by the time I had entered the house. But he was like buddies with all my friends, like, I've met him 100 times, whatever, out. This is what gives what really makes a cool house cool.
Yeah.
To me. I mean, if you're going to be, if you look at like, I think the best houses have a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
You know, you got one guy who does this, one guy who does that. You got an ROTC guy, a guy who plays on a sport team. You got a guy who drinks all the beers. You got a guy who's gay. Like I just say. you want a crayon box. With all the colors. It's a great fraternity. And I think when people own all the differences, that's when it becomes like a really cool fucking house.
Yeah.
And listen, what do you want to be known as? The house that has everything or the house that is anti-one gay dude?
Yeah,
like, I don't know what. Also, the only reason,
dude.
And I do, I'm gay, straight, whatever you are. Don't be fucking annoying is a true thing. And I think that's because he probably feels uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I think if you were like, you treated him just like you treated everyone else.
Sit him down, give him a hug, and tell him, by some dope looking dudes.
And that means fucking with him. That means giving him shit.
Yes.
dude, you don't get any dudes. What kind of gay guy are you? Give him fucking shit like you would give anyone else in the house. And exactly. That acceptance is in giving each other fucking shit and giving each other like a hard time because you're boys and letting them know, listen, man, I don't care what you are. I'm happy you're here. I'm happy we're going to have a good time together. You're going to be awesome. And the first thing in your email is the only thing I fucking care about if I'm you. Here's the line I only care about. This guy in our fraternity was always the one to bring girls to parties. Yeah. Done.
Dude, you,
that's all that fucking matters.
Having the gay guy is the cheat code to hot bitches.
Yes.
That's the defenses are half down.
Yes.
They don't give a fuck once the gay guy invites
them. He's the one serving you puss on a plate.
Ugh.
I just think he is, your problem is your solution.
Yeah.
You know, the gay guy is the solution to all your problems. He is going to bring girls in. He's going to be the one that's whispering in their ear. Yeah, he's you know, he's got a 5.5-inch dick, but he knows how to work it.
I had a guy who had a 5.5 dick. Yeah, he was one of the best guys I've ever had.
Yeah, he's going to be your little whisper into their world. And also, I mean, I think the way to play it is just, if it becomes an issue, just, I think, so, you know, even standing up, going up to him on the first day and being like, hey, I'm really happy for you that you were able to do this. I'm sure it was so hard for you to do. And that will make him feel more comfortable because gay guys know who's gay and who's not gay. They know not to come up to you and fucking start touching your dick. They're not going to do that. That's not the world they live in.
You got
to
realize, like, just because he's gay doesn't mean he got rid of all his testosterone. He's still a dude.
He's still
a dude like a motherfucker, so he can take a good joke most of the time, as long as it's a good joke.
Yes.
But aside from that, really, like you said, it's discomfort. Like, as being the black guy who's been in a situation where I've been the only black guy in these situations, it's similar to an extent where it's like people are like, I don't know, until I've had conversations. Yes. Conversations is really going to change everything. A good conversation with everybody and then individual just hanging out, just really ask questions.
Get in front of it.
Yeah.
Get in front of it. How to go with your parents.
Yeah.
How to go with your parents. I'm sure that was hard. Get in front of it.
And don't be fake with it, because everybody hates that. Like, when you're sitting there hitting them with the questions, don't do it because you feel like you need to. Do it because you want to.
Totally.
If you're
not
ready to talk to him, don't talk to him. But trust me, he's cool as fuck.
Yes.
I'm cool with older. Like, I got this one friend I'm cool with. He's like 53.
He's
a bartender.
Okay.
He's old school gay.
Okay.
Like, he's Italian.
Yeah.
Old school. He played sports and all that shit. He had like a dad who was like, you're going to play sports. He didn't come out till, I think, like later on in his life. But his dad's like, I already knew you're gay. Just fucking,
I just made sure
you can play football and basketball so you have
some
skills and shit.
Yeah. You know, so, get along with other guys on that level.
He's very, he's very masculine in the sense of you wouldn't know that he's fucking a dude, but then even when he brings dudes in, it's still a situation where everything is cool.
Yeah,
like, he's a bartender, he'll have a nice flamboyant guy sitting in it. Yeah, that's my, I'm fucking him tonight. Yeah. He's fucking annoying. It's good for what it is.
It's good dick. And as a guy, you can understand that. You're like, I don't like this girl.
Just switch the terms in your head. It's just, he's just fucking
I think
dude.
The normalizing thing is to just not care.
Yeah.
And I think you're totally right. Ask questions if you're truly interested. If you still have a problem, then, like, dude, you gotta reflect on this. This is
2015, motherfucker.
I think the best thing that could ever happen to you is that it gets talked about and you guys ask questions and it's totally comfortable and normal. And then the best thing you can do is have a gay pride parade social.
Oh,
and you invite all these chicks. And that's how I would play it. You have a pride parade social because chicks wear nothing to pride parades. They fucking, they wear rainbow
idea.
So, like, and then you have Cosmos.
Dude.
And everyone's drinking Cosmos and you have maybe a float that you make outside.
What you do is all the fraternity dudes, everybody has to go full out gay on it too.
Yes.
Don't bullshit it up. If you're in shape,
cool,
chest,
but that,
if he's
but that's
cool
when
with
he's cool with it.
Yeah.
When you made it comfortable. I'm not saying
go
like
for it.
I'm not saying to like bring streamers in on the first day. But
oh,
like,
dude, flowers in the butt, whatever you can
talk it out. Because listen, I've said this before in the podcast. You gotta be a little bit gay to have a lot of sex.
Oh, dude.
You gotta know how to use a flirty emoji. You gotta be a little bit gay to fuck a lot of women.
That makes sense. I never thought about that. And
this guy is your little bit of gay. He's going to help you get fucked. And listen, I'm sure he's uncomfortable. And the best thing you can do is talk about it and be a good friend.
Give him some good hugs, man.
Yeah, fucking give him a strong hug. Get him hard for a second. Get a strong medium heart. Chris, thank you for coming on, answering the emails. This is fucking great. Go follow Chris. We're going to get into some. Chris is on Twitter at Cotton215. I'm JTrain56 on all platforms. We're going to come right back. We're going to bring Mansamp on. We're going to do some hypotheticals. The new segment that is sweeping the nation. We'll be right back with some hypotheticals. I can't say life's a beach because of what you make of me. You make your own beach, so you gotta leave. Hey guys, welcome back. We are gonna do some hypotheticals. This was a lot of fun last week, and I think this is gonna be, this keeps growing. We got a ton of weird ones. So you know that. So Chris, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Chris Cotton, you were awesome. Yeah. Thank you for doing that. We're gonna, so basically, these are like, I do these a lot during long car rides. Would you rather?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hypothetical situation. You understand?
Yeah,
right?
I got all older brothers and cousins. So, I've heard every episode.
So here we go. We got a few of them. You can send in your hypotheticals to tfmpodcast@gmail.com. I've also been on Periscope doing hypotheticals over Periscope. So you can follow me there. I'm JTrain56 there as well. Are you on
Cotton,
there?
Yeah, Cotton215. I love Periscope.
Oh, you like it? Okay, yeah, so Cotton215 on there.
Yes.
Are you on it, Mansamp?
Yep, Mansamp on Mansamp.
So listen, I'm going to be doing weekly hypotheticals. You can ask me any hypothetical you want, and we'll discuss it on the Periscope. But we'll do it right here on the podcast. J-Train, love the new hypothetical section. Definitely keep it up. I've got a pretty fucked up one. I've got a pretty fucked up one for you. Would you rather sleep with someone who has slept with over 1,000 people or someone who has banged one animal? What say you?
Oh, I mean, I think you go with the person who slept with 1,000 people. It's fine.
1,000 people easily.
Definitely 1,000 people, because you have to think about the here's the reason, because you have to think about the mental, how crazy a woman. If it was a guy, I might go animal. Like if I was a girl,
right? Right.
Because, no, because if I was a girl and it was a guy who had slept with 1,000 women or one animal, I would go animal as a female, because inserting the penis, I'd put my penis easily into anything.
Right.
That's an easy
and
thing.
He might have just been out in the field for a long time. You don't know what's going on.
Dudes, I mean, listen, I'll put my penis in some weird shit.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, as a female, to actually present yourself to an animal penis, you have to be levels of crazy.
Yeah.
You can't accidentally do that
shit. You gotta get that dick hard, too.
You gotta get the dick hard. You gotta, like, mount an animal.
Yeah. Or get mounted, or allow yourself to be mounted.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're so right. Like, the logistics of that are,
way that doesn't happen accidentally, right. is what I'm saying.
That's crazy.
Why I go 1,000 people. Okay, so let's go to the next one. These are great.
I went for it because I want a chick that had 1,000 dudes. I think that's pretty fun.
Yeah, right, it's just a porn star.
Yeah, she'd be pretty
female Wilt Chamberlain.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Would you rather have sex with the hottest female in the world? Yes, she has big old titties, nice nips, but she's died 5 minutes ago. Or the ugliest, fattest smelling female on the earth, but she's alive. Once again, shout out to Ship You. Oh, this guy sent one in last week. Fuck. I forced all my friends to listen to this podcast. What do you guys think? Hot girl who's just died, or fattest, ugliest, smelliest female in the world?
I gotta have sex with it. Fuck, that's actually a hard one.
What do you do?
It's a hard one.
I think I'm gonna have to go with the dead bitch.
Yeah,
I gotta agree. Yeah, I've seen my
body's still warm.
I've seen my 600-pound life. That's think about that.
600-pound. I've watched 600-pound life. Yeah. I do well like that show.
My dick wouldn't work for that.
But that's what
I don't
I'm
know
saying.
If I can find it.
Ugh.
Also, it's the hottest chick in the world. Like, you got to give the fattest, smelliest person, like, one good quality. Like, I would change this one. See, a lot of these are fucking gross that people have sent in for whatever reason. A lot of parent fucking that we'll get to. I like the realism. You know what I mean? Like, would you rather, I like the would you rather of, like, would you hold hands in public with the fattiest, smelliest woman on earth, but you get to have, and everyone thinks you're dating her, but you get to have sex
with the big
old titty one.
Ooh.
Well, here's the thing about the act.
How long would you, have to tell everyone you date.
You gotta do one or the other.
So hold on, you have to tell everyone you date the fattest, ugliest woman on earth. You have to go, how about this? Here's one. I got one for you, because this made me think of one. You're on an episode of My 600-Pound Life as the boyfriend. Okay, because they all have boyfriends. You're the boyfriend on an episode of My 600-Pound Life. In exchange for that, you get to have sex with the hottest woman in the world.
No, absolutely. Why wouldn't you do that? Sure.
You would do that?
Yeah, fine. Yeah,
yeah, I could do that.
Every girl you date in the future is going to be able to pull that up on YouTube.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, that's Googleable. Right. Okay.
You actually win. You actually win points for that. For
Yo,
sticking
really?
Around with the fat bitch.
Right. I guess you guys make a lot of money.
I was going to say.
Change my perspective.
As far as the original hypothetical there, say you bang the hottest chick in the world to death.
To death, yeah. You make it a positive. Glass half full.
Yeah. Ooh.
I like how you're thinking. Here's another one. 5.5. Dear J-Train, the hypothetical section is the best thing to ever happen to the podcast. Would you rather give a dildo a blowjob with your mom holding it and your dad watching?
Oh.
It's so bad.
Or have a monkey finger your asshole for an hour?
An hour?
Hold on. This guy emailed back in to say, to add to my previous submission, your parents have no idea, and you have to suggest and push the idea of you giving a dildo a blowjob while your mom holds it and your dad watch it to the point where they give in. But the monkey gets an hour at fingering. Keep in mind, the monkey is a wild animal and will not be gentle.
I like this guy. I like the details.
That's what I'm saying. The funny is in the detail.
Right.
That's what I'm getting at. So for future hypothetical submissions to tfmpodcast@gmail.com, this was a very good one. What do you think?
Oh, that's a...
Cotton, what are you doing?
I think I'm going to have to go with the monkey fingers. I think I'm going to go with monkey fingers.
That's the thing. The question is emotional pain or physical pain? What are you willing to
do?
Cool.
Here's the thing. You can always get your butt fixed. You can't get your mind. You can't fix your mind. You will never fix that. Like, can you imagine... and that's why the details are so important in this one.
Right.
The conversation with your parents, like, imagine, like I'm like, hey, you guys are my mom and dad. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shot mom. Let me be
your mom.
I'm dead.
Cotton, your dad. Okay, ready? So guys,
J-Train, speak up, J-Train.
Listen, I got this dildo.
Huh? Whoa.
What?
I know, this is like out of nowhere, but I have this like dream that all I want is to take
I don't want
to
hear this.
Is for mom you to hold the dildo while I give it a blowjob, and dad, no. I just want you to watch, and it'll be like 10 minutes.
I don't know what you go to your room. Do you live here? What are you doing?
No, but listen, this is something I want to do, and it's going to be the best moment of my life, and this is really the only way.
What's happening with you? What's going on?
My girlfriend and I are trying to have a baby, and this is the only way I can get hard. Okay, I need you, mom, to hold the dildo, and dad, I need you to watch. Like that, you can't do.
No.
The questions come up.
Then you actually do it.
But that's what I'm saying. Like if my explanation was the only hypothetical explanation that would work, like, oh, listen, my wife and I are trying to have a baby. The only way I can get hard is if I blow a dildo that you're holding while you watch. And you're still like, I can't handle that.
Yeah, I can't handle it.
Monkey fingering it is. Okay, here's another. Would you rather fuck a goat and have no one know about it, or not fuck the goat but have everyone in the world you meet think you had fucked a goat?
I can live with people think I fucked the goat.
Live with that.
Yeah, I can live with that.
I totally disagree.
I agree with him. I mean, I don't care if people
you can
think
live
I
with everyone.
Goat.
No,
yeah.
I'd fuck the goat.
I don't give a fuck about your judgment.
It's your goat, though.
Yeah, it's my goat.
you get to pick the goat.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you fuck one goat.
I don't want to fuck no goat.
Hole's a hole.
No. You're making some point. I don't want to fuck the
goats. Kick.
I hope
anyway.
Nobody makes a video of me going fuck a goat. Hole's a hole. And that becomes someone's ringtone or some shit.
It's definitely gonna be a ringtone.
Well, I don't know why you said that.
Listen, every girl you ever meet thinks you're the goat fucking guy. You have to explain it.
Nah, I ain't do it. But they think
perception
I did.
Is reality in this day and age.
The goat was sick. That was the only medicine.
And that's where I think it's just all confidence. I heard you fucked the goat. Nah, what you doing later?
Yeah,
just
well,
moving. Just keep moving. Moving.
And then you get to your wedding, and everyone at your wedding is like, yeah, you know, Cotton fucked a goat, right?
It happens. Whoever fucked the goat.
Anytime you just hear random bahs everywhere you go.
And there's that one guy in the audience like, I really did fuck a goat. They just don't know about it.
Let's do a couple more. Dicks as fingers or vaginas as ears?
Vagina ears.
I don't know. It's a hard one. I mean, fingers are but they're worthless. I mean, you're
finger
not going to be
dicks.
Able to do anything with them.
Finger dicks, vagina ears, all your buddies are trying to fuck your ear.
I can live with that, but I can
get drunk enough.
With some hats.
You think people? You think people are bad when you pass out on a couch with no vagina ears?
You motherfucker!
Yeah, you think you're bad. You think things are bad waking up with dick written on your forehead? Try getting your vagina ears fucked for a whole night,
and then your buddy with the dick fingers is just
and your fucking ears are worn out,
just giving you wet willies.
Yeah, you got fucking what's it called? The peeing disease that girls get.
A urinary tract.
You have a urinary tract infection.
Yeah. Jesus.
Okay.
Christ.
Would you rather eat a cake and sit on a dick, or sit on a cake and eat a dick? That one's an impossible.
That's
See, that's why
eat
we're
a cake
get more...
and sit on a dick. Eat a dick and sit on a cake.
Yeah.
I mean, I was going to go with sitting on the cake, but I don't want to eat the dick.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
This is aggressive.
Imagine if that's heaven. Imagine if, like, to get into heaven, like, all the religious shit is bullshit, and you just get to the gates, and they're like, yeah, you're good, like, whatever, we let everybody in. They just have to decide on one. Like, imagine that.
I think that'd be phenomenal.
How pissed off would Muslims be?
Jesus Christ.
Like, they'd be the most mad.
Well, Rick Santorum would just be furious about it.
Fuck, which one are you doing? Are you eating a dick?
I'm not even answering. That's not what I'm going to do. That's too unreal.
Well, as a straight guy, it's like, which one do you think is gayer than to do? To get fucked or suck a dick? Like, that's the question.
They're both very
personal. So nobody got to watch. I can do this in the privacy of my own home. I can... Is it a real dick or can I do a dildo?
No.
It's always got to be a real dick.
your mom's
I'm trying, to back out of this question, but I'm going to answer the question. It was asked. I'm going to answer it. I'm eating a dick and sitting on a cake if I had to choose. Because I can choose. I don't got to eat the dick good. I don't got to do a good job eating this dick.
Yeah, you just got to do it.
I just got to eat the dick. I can eat it almost Fear Factor style from the side. If I start from the side and you eat a dick, you can tell you're doing it out of consumption and not out of pleasure.
That's right.
Very
looking
interesting.
At it, it's a challenge.
I never thought the listeners were into hearing these opinions until they... Well, J-Train, would you rather be ripped as shit with a needle dick or be obese Mandingo? So you're fat with a huge dick, but like 600 pound life.
I'm going to be honest with you. This is an easy question for me. I know a little bit about one side. All right, so I'd rather be fat with the big dick.
Okay. I'd go fat with big dick. Because you get that big dick confidence. It goes back to that. We were talking about confident.
I think ripped with a tiny dick. What difference does it make?
You ever see the Dominican, like the fat Dominican dudes with like the hottest bitch ever?
Yeah.
They're like the fat dudes with big dicks. Yeah.
Right.
Let's go to one more. Let's do two more. Ready? You get $30,000 a year.
Yeah.
Okay, straight up a check of 30 grand. Every single day a random person walks into your house or apartment, takes a shit in your toilet. The person will only come while you're home, and you must let him or her in. Mm-hmm. They already know where your bathroom is. You're not allowed to talk to them. They're only there to do their business. When you open the door, they will simply say, I need to use your toilet.
Mm-hmm. 30,000 a year?
Yeah.
That's easy.
Yeah, it's better that you don't have to talk to them.
I agree.
Like, yeah, come on in.
I was saying this before.
If you would have made me talk to them,
I'd like to be the guy who could use your house to take a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to be that guy. Right. I want to know that I have a house that I could use. I don't want to pay
I could even
grand.
Get a house.
I'd pay 30 grand for that toilet. For that service.
I can get a half a bath and just have you go into half a bath. Right. I don't give a fuck.
Would you or a guest have a really itchy asshole for 1 year for 200 grand? I'm talking pretty itchy. Love the cast. I'm in a bottom tier frat
much?
At a pretty bad community college. And then he writes, psych, been out of school for 20 years.
That's funny.
So would you itchy ass for 1 year for 200 grand?
Itchy ass is pretty bad. You ever have itchy ass?
I have. Yeah. I've had that.
I've had itchy
bad.
Ass before. It's really
you know what's bad, but you know what's great? Itching your ass. You ever itch it and you're like, it's like literally the best feeling itch. Yeah, it's the gayest you'll ever get because you're sitting in front of like a mirror in a toilet and you're like, if anyone walked in on that, they'd be like, my word. You know,
like, very are you sitting on a dick and eating the cake?
Yeah.
A little bit.
I'd do it for 200 grand.
Yeah,
I'm doing that now for free.
A year. I can live with it because you know the time is, at one point is going to go up and you get the money.
Yes. Right. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. You can send in your hypotheticals at tfmpodcast@gmail.com. We'll see how that keeps going. There's some shout-outs, though, before we get to the news. We got some time today. We're going a little long. Is that good?
We got plenty of time.
You got time,
cool,
Chris?
I'm here.
Okay, here we go.
Spot.
So let me just read some shout-outs. Guys, I love the shout-outs. Keep sending those in. Yo, Jay Treasy, I just had my birthday this weekend. It was a big 2-1. Had a great weekend despite hardly making it to the bars. Drunkenly spilling a tray of convenience store nachos. Oh, man, that's when you know you're drunk.
Yeah.
When you go to a 7-Eleven and eat their prepared food. That's that's a shit. That's an itchy ass for
two. They got chili.
Yeah. That's an itchy ass for negative money.
Oh, yeah.
An Instagram and Snapchat shout out would be the perfect way to cap it all off. And his name is The Chris Turek is my username. The Chris Turek. So that's for his 21st birthday. Jared Latin Poppy Freed. I'm your Latina listeners. Give a shout out to my Instagram at ballgram06. BALGRAM06. Been a listener since you went on Vinny's podcast. Oh, I went on Vinny from Jersey Shores. Love the podcast. Gets me through my shitty job as a rep for customer service. Yo, Jay, just wanted to drop you guys a line. I am one of the few brothers I know who tune in every week.
What up, bro? What up, bro?
And I'm recruiting more for you guys every week. Never was really into the frat thing in college. Black frats are way different anyways, not in a bad way. Yeah, a little different. But I kicked it with the frat homies often, and this show definitely takes me back good times. Tell Mansamp I love his podcast as well.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
You guys can check out that podcast every Friday, Mandatory Samson Podcast. Keep up the great work, fellas. Now you know the bros enjoy your podcast, too. Bruz. I don't know.
Bruh. How do you spell it?
B-R-U-H-S.
Bruh.
Is that a black dude?
Bruh. Yeah, that's how we spell it.
By the way, have the lady send tits and ass pics to your boy on Snapchat. Username is That Brother Fonz. That Brother, B-R-O-T-H-A, mm-hmm. Fonz, F-O-N-Z. Jared, love the podcast. I listen every Tuesday during work. Have sent you my fair share of shit pics. Reason for this email. Oh, he plays for a men's rugby league club. The Philadelphia Fight.
Oh, I know about
that. Oh, you're from Philly? Yeah. Do you know about these guys?
Slightly. It was a weird conversation I had with somebody and it came up.
He wrote a very long email. It sounds like they're all very into it. They're going for their third straight national championship.
Yes, they are good, though.
So, listen, they have a game 5 p.m. on 8-8 if anyone wants to go.
I like how you just surmise it only. Yeah, like,
I'm not going to read the whole thing, but they have a game. The Philadelphia Fight, go to their website. They have a game on at 8-8.
So that's Saturday. This Saturday.
Garthwaite Stadium. So go check it out. Hey, J-Train, want to put out this fucker Snapchat? Nothing but shits and dick pics because he's a homo and he's a total fuck. His Snapchat is Woodaham. Wood-A-Ham. Podcast is the bomb. Keep doing what you're doing. J-Train, Snapchat shout out for you. My buddies are always talking shit when they're hanging out, just like bros do. This man is pushed too far. Best revenge I can think of is an inbox full of shits, no tits. Mm-hmm. Snapchat is T Wender off, T W end, or F F. So it's T W E N D O R F F. Show this big boy no mercy. Hey J Train, still loving the podcast at all. It's complex, gorgeous as hell, glory. Both my girlfriend and I are pursuing a career in modeling. So if you could give her Instagram a shout out,
oh,
let's check her out at T I A M E O W. Tia Meow. Oh, this has got to be a girl going into porn. Huh?
Spell it one more time.
Tia Meow.
Oh, like
T-I-A-M-E-O-W. That would be awesome. Thanks, man. P.S. One of our goals is to do Hey Shoot together for MeUndies. Thanks to your pre-podcast plugs. Hey, J Care, the bar star. I listen to all your podcasts while killing the 40 hours each week at my internship. Great work there, bud. Anyways, one of my old buddies has been having a rough time since him and his girlfriend split. She was cheating on him for a couple months while they were living together. Shit. Yes. Guaranteed he would enjoy some shits and tits, probably more of the tits, but I can't see him complaining. Snapchat name is Supremacy Smurf.
I
don't know about that name. Cotton just looking at me like,
who the fuck you got listening?
Yeah, let's just stop using the word supremacy. So, guys, if you want to shout out, just email with the title shout out. I'll read it out on the air. tfmpodcast@gmail.com. This is a great episode. Let's do some news. Let's do some quick news, and then we'll get out of here.
Yeah. So this is an update of – this is not actually from Total Frat Move, but I figured we'd bring it up because we brought it up a couple of weeks ago, this Jared Fogle situation.
So you know what? I feel for him because I don't know the facts, and I don't think anyone knows the facts, but go on.
Well, I agree with it, but things are starting to come out. He apparently – this is just based on a report. We're not saying it's 100% true, but this is an article I read. He bragged to a business colleague about having, quote – amazing sex with a 16-year-old girl.
Oh, that's not smart.
In a series of texts, he told a female franchisee to advertise herself on Craigslist for sex, and that the those messages have now been subpoenaed.
Listen, I got to say this. We don't know. No. All I know is that we don't know. And I'm hoping that for all the Jareds in the world, I'm hoping that Jared from Subway is not a pedophile or a child porn guy like this is being reported. The problem with today's day and age, and this happened with the Lion last week, is that something happens, everyone reads half an article, and then they fucking harass this person until their life is the worst in the entire world. I think people just need to take a breath.
I'm sorry. I was kind of pissed because they raided his house too fast. And they made it too public.
That's what I'm
You
saying.
Don't raid a guy's house and say, we're looking for child porn. Like, you don't raid somebody's house and say you're looking for child porn. Because if you come out of here and you don't find anything, everybody still thinks
Doesn't
you
matter.
Have it.
Right. Just the fact that your name, you don't want it to be with child porn at
child
all.
Yeah, child porn is not a good thing to attach your name
to. Yeah, it's kind of like the word supremacy.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to. It brought me to a bad place.
Yeah.
You know, like, and that's the thing. Like, we have this mob mentality, and... You know, I'm not going to go hang out with Jared from Subway. I never wanted to before. After hearing this, I probably don't want to now.
Right.
The Lion guy, the guy who killed the Lion, I don't want to hang out with him either. Yeah. But he does. He's got his own life, and he's free to do what he wants to do. I just don't think, you know, if you weren't in PETA a week ago, or if you weren't in anti, you know, child porn. Listen, we're all anti-child porn. It's ridiculous. But
hopefully.
But if that wasn't a part of your life before this came up, don't make it a part of your life now.
Don't
make killing this guy. Like, let the authorities and people who have jobs to do these things investigate and give them the due process of the law.
It's weird. I feel like it's just bigger fish to fry. Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, right now,
you're
being black is not
there.
I don't give a fuck. I seen the Lion story. I read it. I was like, this is literally like, this is media trying to block other shitty media.
And
that's what it is. It's like, okay, we have worse issues happening. And we got a lot of stuff happening in government, but let's block it with this CISO.
Well,
people are idiots. They're just like, somebody killed the Lion. It's like, well, fuck the Lion.
You know what?
It's
easy to hate the guy who killed the cute Lion.
Yeah.
It's just easy. And it's a lot harder to be like, well, maybe he's just a good guy who got tricked because he gave $50,000 and he likes to hunt. Like, it's harder to think of things in the gray.
He's
there's other stories that you know, I hate when people are like, and I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's tough when someone's like, you care about that? You should be caring about this.
Yeah.
Well, how about we care about nothing and admitting that? You know, like, why don't we admit that we fucking don't give a fuck about anything? You know what we care about? Making money, having sex, having a comfortable life.
Everybody.
That's what you care about. And then the list of priorities, you walk over a Lion every day. You walk over shit that is real shit every day.
Yes.
And you don't give a shit about that stuff. So why all of a sudden? What, because it makes you look good on Facebook? Because, listen, there's always one kid that will tweet back after I write a column and will be mad about it. And I'll be like, you're not mad about this column. It was a perspective. Yeah. I disagree with you. And I'm always like, who are you trying to have sex with? what girl is into this shit that you're trying to bang?
That's
Don't make
funny.
Me a part of your fucking trying to have sex with girl who's into lions.
That's what most of this is.
That's what all of
That's
this
what
is.
Most of it is. Dude.
Listen, we're animals. We all...
It's sad.
And it's like, we want to... You don't have to admit it, but don't make it my fucking problem.
It's, you know what's funny? Like, with the issues, what was going on now, especially with the cops and everything. Because I don't see the cop thing as a black white thing. I see it as an abuse of power across the board. You know what I mean?
I'm with you. A lot harder for me to say that than it is for you.
I know. And that's sad.
I'm
sad,
with you.
I'm not going to say it doesn't have anything to do with it at times.
Totally
things
agree.
Might go a little bit further sometimes due to race, but it's an abuse of power thing. But I also don't want to sit there and say all cops suck. And it's not an all-inclusive thing either. It's a few people who do some fucked up stuff. And then now the videos are so annoying. Because it's such a catch-22. You if you make 15 videos in a day, two of them might be legit.
Yeah.
One of them might be legitimately be police brutality.
Yes,
but
yes,
one
yes.
of them, the other one, can be interpreted as police brutality, but you don't know the back of the story.
I you know,
it is so fucked up.
You're right, and a lot of it is when it comes down to this, like, you know, the police thing. It's like, okay, let's talk about the things we can control.
Yeah,
we can't control if someone's a racist. Yeah. I mean, you really can't. That is how you're brought up. That is inbred in you. We can control how do we train police officers. How do we let police officers into being police? Like, how do we test them? How do we have yearly tests and earmarks? How do we make sure that these people are good and up for the job that they have? And I think that's something you can control. Yeah. And no one wants to do that. No one. That's hard. That's called hard work. And no one wants to do that because
that's
we don't really care.
Thinker.
We don't care. If we cared, then we would do the hard work. That's why I'm always saying, and I said this about the lion people. I'm like, listen, if PETA is gonna ruin this guy's life, fine. You've committed your life to being an asshole
that's
about
what
hunting.
Do.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that. But if you're just Joe Blow, who's like, oh, we're going to get the lion hunter. No, dude, you're just looking for causes that you can connect to the cause you care about. Because I heard a lot of people were like, oh, it's these rich people. No. Oh, you just hate rich people. You're just happy a rich guy you can take down.
I don't believe that. This motherfucker got caught with his hand in a dead lion jar. Who ain't get their hand caught in a dead lion jar?
We all have a lion in our lives. Let's go to the next story.
TCU suspends a student and makes him drop his fraternity for racy tweets. Now,
come the fuck on.
I'll read you the tweets. The guy's a dickhead.
Okay.
But I don't think he should, you know, what happens to him is ridiculous. So he goes, Baltimore in four words, poor, uneducated, druggy hood rats. That's what he puts out there. Now, he's an asshole. Fine.
Okay.
What
are the other ones?
Telling someone they'd been reincarnated as a, and it says a slur against Mexicans, but it's B blank, blank, blank. I think Beaner is probably.
Yeah.
Because I thought about it for a while. I couldn't think about it. Okay. Yeah. And then he says, almost as tan as a terrorist. Going to be thoroughly disappointed if I'm not racially profiled on my trip to Gulf Shores.
He's just a dick.
Yeah.
He's just a dick.
He's just, he's just a bad comedian.
Yeah.
I don't even think he's a dick. I think he's like, he's probably has no confidence. Yeah. He thinks he's funny. He's just bad. The cure to racism, you'll never be called a racist if you're too funny to be called a racist. You're either funny or a racist.
Right.
And it's like the Trevor Noah thing. Like they were Trevor Noah did it. It was there were all these Jewish things that came out. I was like, no, they were just not unfunny jokes.
Yeah, they were shitty jokes.
That's the thing. That's like, these are shitty jokes. That's the problem. And it's like, I don't want him taken out of his, as a comedian, I just want him to not do comedy.
Just stop.
I just want him to shut. Because I just want him to shut up at comedy shows. Because this is the same guy that's like, "Yeah, be funny, man." Because he thinks his tweets are good. The only thing I want people to say to him is, "Yeah, you're just not funny."
Yeah. Right.
And take him down a notch that way instead of don't take him down a notch. In because everyone the thing that bothers me the most is when people are like, "Yeah, funny's subjective." Right? They're like, well, the funny's all about, you know, the audience. No.
No.
There's funny and not funny.
Yes.
That I live in a black and white world with funny.
I agree with
that. And there is funny and not funny. I hate when people are like, you know, it's funny, it's subjective. No. No, it's not. If they're in a room full of 100 people and you're the one not laughing, that is funny.
There's only out of 100 stage, Tom getting on stage, there's only really about 5 crowds that really just like, they really just didn't like me.
Yes.
Like, that only happens about 5 times.
Yes.
The percentage on that is so low.
It's I wasn't
ridiculous.
Funny or I was funny.
Yeah. And every once in a blue moon, you are funny, that crowd legitimately does not like you.
Yes.
But
a lot smaller.
Yeah, and that's a very small margin of that. And this guy, he's a dick. He's not.
But you wouldn't be calling him a dick if these were funny jokes.
Yeah.
And if he was not a dick, he'd be funny.
Well, he admits himself. He goes, "I'm from the East Coast. I never heard the word beaner before. One of my friends actually said it. I thought it was funny, so
he's
I tweeted
trying
it.
Trying to be funny.
Yeah, he's trying.
And listen, sometimes you fail at that. And the problem is, and I'll say this to anyone out there, if you don't get on stage, you don't know what it's like to be funny.
Yeah.
You don't know." Because I thought I was a funny dude. And I first did comedy. The first open mic I went to, I bombed the whole fucking thing.
Oh, you took a nice one to the face?
So I went, the first open mic I did, okay? I went to St. Mark's Theater, which used to have an open mic every Tuesday called Penny's Open Mic. And it was this girl, Penny. And she had an open mic, and it was like, it would start.
It all makes sense.
Yeah, it all makes sense. But it would start at like, and I was working in finance at the time, and someone was like, oh, this is a really accepting open mic. And I remember I was like, okay, I'll go. It's Tuesday night at like 10 o'clock. And I'm like dressed like how I dress.
Yeah.
And this place is St. Mark's, which is like kind of like it's a little bit of a beatnik area, if you will. So I walk in there and everyone puts their name into a bucket and she pulls out the names and they put you on a list. I'm like last on the list.
Wait, okay? That sucks to begin with.
Sucks to begin with. And it's Tuesday night. So I'm thinking, how late could this go? Like, don't these people have jobs? Like, and it's like, no. It went till like fucking 3 a.m.
Oh, okay? My God.
And I watched every act go up. And it was like, they were very inviting because anything could go up. It wasn't just comedy.
Yeah.
Music, whatever it was. And this is a really good open mic. Like, it became a good, you know, for me, it became, but I remember that first time the guy in front of me went on stage and just screamed for his 5 minutes. Screamed at the top of his lungs. People were applauding. Like, it was, like, the best night of people's lives. Jesus and then Christ. I went on stage.
I'm horrified right
and
now.
Well, that guy just screamed. And the room loved him.
He's an Instagram star at this point.
Yeah, now he's Jen Seltzer. But I'm saying, but he was their cup of tea, and it worked. And then I went on stage, and I told a story about having sex with a virgin. And horrified. The crowd was horrified. They couldn't understand it.
They were screaming.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were in their mind. They're looking at me like I went on stage and was like, yeah, I raped her. Like, but I didn't know how to tell a joke. I didn't know how to do it. I'm there. I'm thinking, this story kills for my friends. Right. Yeah, because your friends are fucking you. Know you.
Yeah,
they know you're not an asshole. They know what you're all about. They have an understanding of things that you guys have talked about enough past. When you go up in front of a room of people you don't know, i.e. Twitter is a room of people you don't know because that can get out there, you have to understand that you're gonna bomb. Mm. And you have to find a way to connect with that room of people you don't know. And that's a hard job. That's why people do this as a job and people don't. So anytime you think you're gonna put a funny joke out there that's maybe on the edge, maybe you call a friend you say, "What do you think in the terms of
right?"
Not-
but don't let the offensive be the barrier. Is this funny?
Yeah,
be the
funny
barrier.
Is the barrier, right. Not offensive.
There
like
are,
you can say
there are comics who are shitty tweeters and they just don't tweet.
And they suck at it.
Yeah, I have moments. I'm not a heavy tweeter.
I've regretted things I've tweeted and I've deleted them because I was like, you know what, fuck it.
It happens.
And I'll have tweets I think are great, and I'll have people write back like. I had this one guy, he fucking annoyed me. He's like, "So you've been swing and miss lately." I was like, like, "Who the fuck are you?"
That's good, though. Yeah. That guy was good.
Good one.
Yeah, that's fucking
the next guy story.
All right, let's close with this. University of New Hampshire declares the word American offensive. Now,
Jesus, fuck.
I'm going to say there was an update to this later where it's like, it's not official University of New Hampshire policy. The president even came out and was like, "This is just something that was distributed." He's like, "This is not actually."
Yeah.
Okay. But North America, this is what it says, and this is stupid too. North Americans often use American, which usually, depending on the context, fails to recognize South America. American assumes the U.S. is the only country inside these two continents.
Yes. Yes, that's how I feel.
But also, no, it doesn't, because fucking Canada exists. So the people that wrote this are ignoring that Canada's a thing.
No. America's the best. Go fuck yourself. That's my policy on that. Like, listen.
Come on.
You can't help everybody. You can't be nice to everybody.
We're called the United States of America.
Listen, the problem with this is like there's no like thought of intent. Like it's like no one is saying America or I'm an American and intending to hurt South America.
I feel like people wake up and just be like, I want to be offended today.
I don't know where people get the energy.
What can I read that I can claim offends me? And it's like there's no winning on anybody. I'm terrified of, that's why I don't do a lot of tweets.
Yeah.
But I'll say a lot of shit because I want them to say, well, you said this, because usually if you say something wrong, they give you a chance to rebut it.
I mean,
because you said it, so I can talk again.
Right.
Yeah. But if you write something, it's so hard to get another publication.
You got to look at how like Joan Rivers kind of like did shit. Like
I loved
she
it.
Loved. She would just be like, "No, I was just being funny. Sorry.
Right.
Like, no, sorry. I'm not gonna say sorry. That was being funny. It was a joke.
Yeah.
And that's all you have to do. I think there's a lot of people. We're ruining conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Across barriers
mm-hmm.
because we're stifling it before it even starts.
Yep.
Like we're saying things like, you can't say American. So now we're just thinking these things and not saying them instead of actually having the conversation. I think that's why things are so heated right now. We have conversations with our own, like our own people that look like us, and we don't do it with the people that don't look like us. So because we're so afraid, we're double talking, we're so afraid of being offensive. And it's like, you know, and comedians get in this conversation a lot. Because, and I hear it on a lot of podcasts, you hear it a lot from a lot of comedians, and we all sound like we're complaining. It's because this is our trade.
Yeah.
You know, the words are our trade. So this is like, we're kind of like the front lines of this. But it will affect you. It will come after you. It will come after you at a certain point. Someone will care about the thing that they shouldn't care about. Someone will get offended by the thing they shouldn't be offended by. And it will hurt you in some way, and it will come down the line. That's why it has to be stopped now. This conversation, we can't be afraid to have the conversation about how stupid a person is who will bring this up, because the person who brings up American is offensive looks like the most progressive person.
Right.
This is the girl in the tattered jeans and the hemp sweatshirt. She's on board for everything. Men with men, women with women, men with animals.
Except for people talking about it.
Except for people talking about it. So it's hard to look at her and be like, you're the least progressive person, but she is.
Yeah.
You know, she is progressive about the things in her mind that work. And then not in the other ways.
But
that,
you shouldn't be able to talk about. How the fuck do I understand it if I don't talk about it?
Well, that's like the transgender movement. Like, I'm like, listen, good for.
I have questions. I have, where's that dick going? What do you do with the leftover pieces?
But No. You're not allowed to bring that up.
I'm not allowed to. You know,
and
you
I'm happy for Caitlin.
I feel
good
bad
for her.
I've said this to Artie before and other I feel so bad for y'all being white males sometimes, because y'all are very restricted.
I went on stage and I've been doing bits about it lately, about how hard it is to be white. I went on stage.
Such
and
a
I was
hard
like,
sell.
I was, yeah, hard sell. I went on stage in Queens and I was like, a lot of talk about race lately, and then I just go, but I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Yeah,
and everyone started laughing because it's true. It's ridiculous. Yeah. It's ridiculous. I can't just ask questions.
Right.
Because
you need a black guy. And this is the first time in history where I can say y'all literally need a black guy to be like, come on, man, let him talk.
I need I'm gonna start when I go out.
We're gonna clip that sound.
I'm gonna bring that's what I'm doing. On the road, when I come to your college, and you can book me for your college, harryschmuckler@gmail.com. I'm gonna bring a black little person in my bag. And he's just gonna stand at the beginning of every bit I do and go, let the guy talk.
Let him talk.
You
got some good points. Let him talk.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Chris Cotton, thank you for coming on.
Oh,
you were fantastic.
You,
I think
thank
this is our longest episode.
Oh,
I hope
people
enjoyed. Thank you for sticking around. Go follow, support Chris at Cotton215. He's got the
Center City Comedy.
What is it?
I say it fast. Center City Comedy.
Center City Comedy. That's his podcast. And he's also a co-host of the Artie Lang podcast, which,
yes.
I mean, Artie's a legend. And it's like this podcast, you'll love Artie if you don't already. and you'll love Chris. So go support. Funny fucking comic. Kills it. Mansamp, thank you for bringing the news and doing the hypotheticals.
Thanks, dude.
Go follow him at Mansamp on Twitter. Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday morning. I am Jared Freed. You can find me, JTrain56. If you search that on any platform, you will find me. Please follow, support. And we're here every Tuesday, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. Tell one friend this week. Do me a favor. Tell one friend. This was a great episode. Get him involved. We'll see you next week.